Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live the World Christian Tabernacle International New Day Bible Study. Greetings in the name of Jesus. Grace and peace be unto you, my brothers and sisters. We are Live the World Christian Tabernacle International, located at 583 Highway 155 North in Stockton, Georgia. We are co-founded with Pastor Dewey W. Smith, our senior pastor, Pastor Oshawa Hartman, and Lady E. We greet you in the name of Jesus. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so glad that you are tuning in today. Amen. As we study the book of Romans, we are at the end of this last chapter. Amen. But we are here, amen, just to study his words and know more about him so we can get closer to him. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come, let us exalt his name together. Come, let us glorify him, because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun till the going out of the same, he is worthy to be praised. Amen. So today, before we get started, we're going to have a word of prayer and we have a song, and we're going to get into this word today. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, for another day, another opportunity, God, that we can call upon the name, God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, God, for your love.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Compassion, Lord. We thank you for your forgiveness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you, and we honor you, and we glorify you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for just being God all by yourself.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, that you are the healer, Lord.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, Lord God, for those people that we don't pray for. Hallelujah, that you are delivering right now, Lord God. We thank you for it,
Lord
God,
Lord.
That
thank
healing
you.
Is in the land,
yes,
Lord God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
so, Father, we just bless you, God. We just glorify you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for this word that's going to come forth on today, God.
Yes, Lord.
Give us clarity, God.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Concerning you, hallelujah, and what you are doing in our lives, oh God.
Thank you.
Blessed be the King of our city, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah,
Lord
God. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank
hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for Pastor. Oh,
thank
Lord,
you, Lord.
Thank you for the anointing that's
yes,
all their lives, oh God.
You,
and we just bless
thank
you,
Lord.
God.
Thank you,
hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the crown of witnesses. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
and
you,
know that you are God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So, Father, we just give you up today.
Yes, Lord.
We are excited about what the
yes,
word is going to share with us on today.
Yes, yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
So you, Lord, you
thank
pray
Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank,
thank
you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm no longer a slave. Oh, I am a child of God. Oh, I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. You unravel me with a melody, and you surround me. Of deliverance from my enemies until all my fears are gone. And I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am.
If the enemy is Satan, Satan don't want your car, he don't want your wife, he don't want your house.
Mm-hmm.
He get your faith. He got it. Amen. So you want to make sure that you don't have to worry about fear, but you're sitting with God. Hallelujah. He's going to take you that belongs to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a good gift. Somebody say he's a good gift, Father. Amen. Welcome again. Hey, welcome. Welcome again to God's World 57 Max Thinking After Noonday Bible Study. Hallelujah. We are. This last chapter is Romans. 15th chapter. And we see how Paul is giving his farewell speech to them in this letter. And hoping to come and see them again. And begin to give salutation to all these people that he met. First, he began to introduce the people who were coming to them. Then he starts to give salutation to the ones who were there. Amen. And then in the middle of that, people now watch. I beseech you, brethren, mark them who cause division, offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. Don't get polluted. Avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus, but their own belly. And by good words and fair speeches deceive the heart of the Christian. Mm. Now y'all remember when Paul was telling about we have to receive those who are weak in the faith.
Yeah.
Those are the simple. Because they're not rooted and grounded yet in the faith. So Satan comes and steal their mind because they don't know essence of the will of God and the essence of salvation. And so Satan comes to steal and deceive them with good speech. Good speech now. They don't come with telling you about the devil. They don't come like the word for the devil comes like the angel of light, right? So they ain't gonna come with no horn and no pitchfork. Don't look for that. I ain't gonna have the pitchfork. You don't feel it when it's saying it, but
yeah.
You don't feel it when it's poking, but you don't feel it. Because he is true. And he says fair speech, I mean good word. Sound like who would it sound like a good word to say? You know, same quote the shit with you. Yeah, the nerve. So I say, you got the nerve that's been good. You quote the shit with you. So they come with good things, but avoid them. I don't know if he said put them on the shelf, but he said avoid.
But big followers of Christ, but it makes you wonder, how do I do the Lord? How should I do it?
And that's why Paul was saying earlier, to mature Christians. Because anytime somebody's new in the faith, us who are mature, so some of you don't have the sensitivity for them. Relationship. Because even if you don't call them every day, but you're reaching out to them, when you see them, you greet them, you say, hey, how you doing? And you really show genuine concern about them, then when they get in a situation that they're complaining about something, they're going to call you. One of my basketball players. He's in South Carolina in college, right? We're leaving church on a Sunday afternoon. And Pastor Hartman let's do something that she's calling me about. She has questions. How do I know I'm doing something? I was able to give her the word. And so I had no clue that she would call me on a topic like that. You know what I'm saying? But because of the relationship, She know where to go. God led her to call me at the time because I just got the message from Pastor Hartley to get her. So the relationship we have with people is just pouring into them when we can. Anytime we're around them, they know that we're genuinely concerned about their distress. And when they do that, when they get complex about anything, they'll feel confident to call me or reach out. That's been my experience. So I don't know.
You got the win in the race. The next thing you can do is try to attack. Sometimes we don't want to be around unbelievers, and we think that we are better than they are. It's very important the way you share it, I would say. We should have shown compassion, so therefore we need to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you're going along with the wrong doing. We have to tell them what's right and wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that we have to show compassion. Sometimes the Lord will lead you to someone, not to attack you.
Mm-hmm.
And we bad about that.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a difference between simple false things or somebody you can say it, as opposed to somebody trying to be fit out of it.
Yeah,
the ones who are trying to tear down the faith, well, your faith got to be stronger. That whatever they come with, you have an answer here. So they you know, say in your food, you know who is not, two dogs are not right. And people in general, they know who to go to. Because Satan speaks out to each of them. That's why he said, Paul said, well, he don't come to the temple. He don't come to the one he's weak in faith and try to discourage them. So we who are mature, he's not going to come to us directly like he would come to them. You know what I'm saying? So we'll be able, we should be able, when they come with something that's not lining up, you get that quickening and say, sounds good, but, you know, it sounds good, but you still get that, still not quite right, and you can then, you're able to help them. Or if they don't get help, they won't bother you. You know what I'm saying? Make sense? No, I mean, that's what I'm here. Anybody doing?
I'm going to do a conversation.
I love them.
Yeah.
You love them and you love them, and if you have an opportunity to share with them, you can disclose to them by the nature of stuff. Don't go to the Bible. Don't listen. Go to the nature of stuff. And even their own thinking tells them there's no such thing as a human thing. And then look up at them. Look up at them. Women try to make themselves manly because they were husbands. Or why they trying to look manly when they the same sex. So in their own head, they know the right thing. But their Satan has confused them so much that they don't even realize that they're living out two separate things. The same same sex, but they want to feed. One the male and then the female. The guy who's a female in the relationship, he acts more feminine than you. Right? Because he's the female in the relationship. And the other person is, you'll never know he was there. You see what I'm saying? So they know already, without knowing, that it's not same thing. There's a confusion of Satan beguiling them. And you let them know that nature itself speaks to you. Because if your mom and dad were like you, where would you be? You wouldn't be. So nature, talk about nature. Don't talk about Bible says, Solomon Gomorrah, But something that they can drop in their mind, talk to nature. Life would not go on if everybody was like
you know, my problem is
Reality is not in the focus. They're so caught up in the dial being reached that they can't even see the real. That's what I'm saying. Even in their own actions, it's demonstrating there's no such thing as faith. They're demonstrating it, but they don't even realize that that's what they're doing. That's how beguiled they are. So it's going to take. If anybody who betrays anybody, no matter what their behavior is, if the Spirit of God don't bring them, they're not coming. So if somebody's that way, grab the Holy Spirit got to do it. We can plant seeds and we can water, we can, but we give them something to think about. It'll start them, so once they start to think it, the Holy Ghost has an opportunity. But if they're hardcore, not even, you know, with the reprobate mind, they're not looking at anything. But if we start putting nature, something that they can understand, something that they can see, even if they, a week later, they look at something that, even let's just, you gotta have a and that plug right there, you have to have a male and have a female. Anything you do, there has to be. So when they really begin to when you tell them about nature, tell them that stuff, they're gonna see it. And if you've been playing and then the spirit begins to start to show them, that's what they're talking about. And then we can start from that. So right now, there is a group of females who are lesbians that now are talking against it and have this group on YouTube that said they were like totally confused. And so they enlightened people now and said the only reason why they're doing it now is because they were enlightened people who were caught up like they were. This lady, they are going out seven other units. My God. That's the whole thing. Here, everything starts here and here. And they're so connected that as a man thinketh in his heart, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. They're connected. And so once you can get people to start thinking, then you can start. That's why these folks come to good words. Come to think of you. That's going pretty good. You know what I'm saying? They're going to come like, oh, no, that was a picture of hell. Oh, that's going to say that. You're going to say that. Really good. Yeah. Remember, they were quote the scripture. He misquoted, but he quoted. Right? So if you don't read between what what he's saying, it sounds like, is the truth. Like he told me.
Just stop letting me say that.
You know?
I think it's important. But I think it's very important to not condemn. That's what he's going to want. To not condemn. Yeah. And number two, he's going to have to feel loving. So if you're not, if you're loving them, then you're not really condemning them. When I say condemn, you're condemning them as well. But, say for instance, you know a person that is like that, they come into the church, but you don't want that spirit to get on you. That's what you're thinking. You don't want that spirit to get in you. You don't want it to get on you. So you would think, okay, I'm going to sit on the other side of the room. But who is greater? So that's the way you, that's how we're going to show the love. I can sit by you, but your spirit is not going to take over. Because greater is he better than me, than he does in the world. So that's why our mind got to be there instead of thinking that the spirit is going to get me. You understand what I'm saying? Because that is, I think, where a lot of people are, and a lot of folks don't associate with their family members are there in that arena.
You know, I know
yes,
that there's a thin line between us trying to be angry at the sin and not the person. It's so thin that it sometimes we cross over. And we stop because all we see is a person. We don't like, really know that it's the spirit. And so we want to say, I want them to come around me. I don't want them, God, I wish you. You know, and we may not say it out all openly, but we wish they would be God. Not change. And so we got to be careful and careful not to allow us to cross over and try to say God to you. Because when you see wickedness, it grieves you. It does. And if you're not grieved by it, then that's your only hope. Wickedness don't grieve. But the grief is for God to do something about it. You know what I'm saying? Not to say, you go to hell. No, it's not for us to do that. It's for us to have a burden for their souls out there. And so all of us have been caught up in something that we couldn't break loose. But God, whatever day that was, he rescued us. So that same God, we can't measure sin. Same God that rescued us from the things that we were doing. He's the same God that rescued us. We got to believe that. We got to not only believe, we got to know it. Because we got to experience it.
That's another good thing about those people that come out of that lifestyle. And it was, I think we've been 25 years ago, too. Because we were the whole biggest life. Now, if you're the whole thing, you need to be a host of the business to have their life and have the time that you need. So much of that. But like you say, the person, the lady that had lived that lifestyle, I can discern living in the people who are in that lifestyle may have some better choice of words and examples than those maybe who have never experienced it, because now you don't know what triggers, you know, what you say, and basically it's even worse like you said. Like me, from taking the nature, but they can do it spiritually and the other way because they know, you know, certain things, and if that's something that you pray about, if that's
something that the burden that dies in you, because you think a lot of burden. Yes, because she may pray and this is different to that person than some outside coming up. And so, and then you can use a scripture, you know, in a way, you know, if you know the thing, you know, not condemning, but then you want to put yourself in the future where you're not justified.
Right.
You don't justify. You want to have compassion and love, but you want to let them know that, you know,
it's
in line between, but, you know, it's the same. So, and of course, you know, like I said, you have to have been implementing that lifestyle, reading, and done something that you can make you a better fit with having some housing.
And that's why God did it.
Yeah.
Because we overcome by the word of that person.
Yeah. Because man, But I'm just saying, somebody can have his own, all those things are all by himself.
Mm-hmm.
I heard testimony, you know, alcohol, and all those things, there's no more morning, and food. But I think someone that has maybe given to you, said something to you about it, that has had that lifestyle, that would make an impact also.
But the solutions, and I hope this will answer the question to you. Okay, don't want you lost. Please don't let this person be wrong. Get a real that hits Christian. Their life is at stake. Their soul is at stake. And we have the right line. Look on, because they're thinking. You see it. We see it. So we can't just say, the Lord so many years ago in the episode that happened with the Titanic. The lifeboat had faith on it, but they refused to let other people on the lifeboat. While those people were crying and wailing, going down in the water, they were in the lifeboat and refused to pull them up. Because you know why they said? Because the lifeboats were turning over. They thought about themselves. They thought about themselves as opposed to trying to help their teacher who was drowning. So as Christians, we're in the lifeboat. And when the Spirit let us know, pull them up. And if we begin to sense these souls like that, it'll change what we look at people. Because sometimes the sins get on the nerves. It gets on your nerves, but you got to see beyond the sin and see the person behind it. That's in my heart. You're crying out.
But, you know, we got the boss in the way that they don't see us going at the wrong. Because if someone is sinning and he's trying to sin them, they trying to find something on me to keep them in it. So, you know, we have to be careful with that. And when we give up on people, they look at me as you. They look this whole circle on me. You think she's better. That's why I don't find it a church. It's because she can do that. And that's why that love is so important. I mean, it's very important. You know, we never know. The Lord may send me to someone that I know is himself for being. And also the ones that he's doing to. That's going to help me to grow. And plus, he's going to help me about it. Still got to
say that. Love is the core. It's the core. Love will. When the word said love covers, not just a few.
Yeah.
Multitude of thoughts. I mean, you can see That's why the next is to speak the worst part of what we got to do. Even though you put me in the side of your head, when that police handcuff him, you're going to jump on the phone. He gets him, I mean, you got bumps and bruises. But he's going to take a phone. So how about somebody who is drowning? Fighting that case, so we just got it. Jesus said he was none be lost. Nobody lost. That's his desire. And nobody be lost. It should be ours. Bad as they are. Trump needs to get saved. I mean, the worst, who else? All of them need to be saved.
Need to be saved. I think that if we just make sure that and if we don't just condemn the person or try to, if we would make up our minds to come to friendly, if that seems like it's a friendly place that you can kind of talk to that person, because my experience from anybody doing anything, I mean, you know, saying I say whatever, or say that he's got the situation, is to talk. And the thing is, you will find out where it all came from. As they talk, you will begin to get that compassion, because you will find out they're a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Of what they are right now.
Yes.
They are a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did something to them along the way. And then as they have grown up, they have learned, they have lived in that atmosphere where someone seems like it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's normal to the natural, but the spirit is already taken and put it. So, but it's normal to the natural from this stuff. You know, I remember years ago a lady, and she found me, the Lord, and I died, but the young lady had a couple of kids. Came here, she was homeless, she was in her truck, a nice truck. And she was just sitting in the parking lot. That is how we got to get her. But she was having kids, but she wasn't married. So one day she was talking to a person, and the person was telling me about, you know, why don't you try to get your life together, that way God will hear your prayers, and you not to don't get homeless with these kids. And she said to the person, well, I'm for the young people. But in other words, she was talking about, whether you married or not, you could go for that somebody and love that way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now what comes to mind kind of will turn around because somebody then that's kind of what you done live. That's kind of what you done live. You just want to get that out of the way. So but sometimes people just need to come down. That's in of us. Thank you.
You are to be mentoring and talking to them, so
for excuses until they can get themselves right, and then brings them back to be so leave them to the wiles of the devil. So, but that is biblical for certain things. I don't know about that. So, but I mean, it is between the religious about the smaller and marketing of that too. So, she's a religion all along, and then do the church and get the next word and in there and they're very viable, and then she went out and did that, you know, anyway, and maybe, you know, I don't know that pastor really was, but, you know, maybe she said she couldn't be in youth, you know, to say, she can't be in the church or be the influence of others. I don't, you know, see that. I think that he always had it half right, considered, like you said, talking and seeing, you know, this, that, and the other. And then Pastor Anderson, you know, back in 1960s, he was somewhere that was, you know, abusive or this, that, and the other. And it could be, but also along with that, the indoctrination of things that so far he was kicking off on so far as homosexuality, you know, 30, 40 years back, the indoctrination started with kids' programs and life things. And I mean, you know, and I used to let my kids watch every preacher that ever popped. You know, I know everybody's different, and, you know, and this is just over supposed to like and love thinking with the indoctrination for little kids, you know, dealing with kernels of wrong. You know, they were programming you to begin to accept, you know, of this different lifestyle. So when this stuff came about, and then look up to 25, 30 years ago, elementary school, and some of their books in the library, and all of this that they were letting children, you know, do, they were giving home to their parents, and they were saying, what did you say? You know, so it's still a wild and tricks of the enemy that's doing it. So they might not have had a traumatic experience in you. But if you've been watching some of this stuff in your kids and grandkids being indoctrinated by this all the way up until their teen years, you know, and then, I mean, homosexuality indoctrinated, you know, a lot of the TV programming nowadays, but one of the things when I realized that some of these stuff was growing into a young mother, one thing I'm going to say, my favorite. But having kids come up and the program, oh my, he's not really a homosexual, he's just acting gay. And that was police company. Later on, he really began to get, I said, no, y'all can't watch that. Oh, he just kind of, so he just live in his life. No. Later on, the other stuff come up, but I can use the testing. You know, they have single watching TV. When they hear that, say on their desk, who's it? Whatever the music started out, I hear the TV go click, they turn right from that. I said, no, you're not watching that. And then one of them, how come you didn't watch that? You know, but you have to be aware of that. And of course, now I pray for the youth. I pray for the young and the good, especially those in war-torn countries and everything that, you know, now they're going to, you know, choose to be very molested, take it into, and the big bus they just had in Florida, I was just like, thank God, hallelujah, that the property on me. So, you know, I just pray for that because you have to watch everything, you know, the video games, the TV, the everything. And it wasn't so bold and prevalent, could it?
So we covered 17 and 18.
Yeah.
They're not a part of us.
Yes, so I'm circled 19.
We just reviewed it.
Oh,
that's why we had to work in on it's almost time to go. So we have 19 and 20. He got to see God in it all. He orchestrates that. And so for him to come, for that for me to happen, and for him to do that, I believe it's a sign that, so that's to give her hope and faith, to give her hope, faith that it ain't over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So see that God is not over yet. Right out of the blue, this happened. In the second, you receive on it.
Yeah.
So God, work that part out. So why is he here working with us? All of us get captured by something. No matter what the depth of it is, captivation is captivated.
Yes.
Captured in sin is sin. I tell you that I struggle trying to fix that. Until God released. So we just pray that things will not be able to get us. We can have a testimony next week or next month.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We can have a testimony. Very soon, he's going to bruise our faith. That the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. So be encouraged. You know Satan is nagging, he's bothering you, and that daughter is gone. Be encouraged. The shortest. Oh, Satan's going to get bruised. So he's going to be bruised when that girl come out. So we got to look for hope in every aspect of the world. So that's what it is. Quite how it looks. We got to see the little things that God is doing in the process. Sometimes we overlook those things that happen in the process. We're still hanging off. Oh, she's still out here. Oh, she's... What? That's it. She's keeping her while she's out here. She'll be gone. She'll be cut off. She's keeping her in the process. That's it. It's less about
that. You know, we got to learn how to keep quiet. I have to remind myself, I can speak yes, you can make it to me. So, you know, we have to learn how to solve those things. I mean, speak those things before they grow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This day,